Edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And everybody's trying to vote strategically, right, in this election, and that's part of the establishment's stratagem. You know, well, over here in New Zealand, we've got the National Party, the blue, and the Labour Party, the red, and their policy is identical. And yet people are voting Labour to keep the Nats out a second term, right? Why is that? They don't want their state assets sold? Well, who sold them in the first place? Labour did! I mean, what do you want to do? This is the political reality. Ladies and gentlemen, do you want me to slap you with my left hand or my right hand? Okay? And believe me, if you're voting left or right this election, you need to be slapped with both. in a kind of crisscrossing type fashion with the of some description. You know, and people are saying, well, if you don't like the two big major parties, vote for one of the minor parties. And it's just like, well, the minor parties might have good people, but they still deny the existence of the New World Order and banking cartel or any kind of conspiracy. They think everything happens just by sheer coincidence. Most of them are socialists at heart, which is the globalist plan anyway. So we'll go from a parliament full of arrogant asses that don't listen to a parliament full of asses that don't listen with a couple of little craps in the corner making a big stink with a giant asshole on the roof crapping all over them all. Okay? That's the political reality. And people say that, oh, Vinny, you're just being cynical. Excuse me, can you point to some evidence where people voting in the current electoral system hasn't equated to them being shafted worse than they've ever conceived of in the first place? No! That's the system! It is rigged! I assure you. But here's the bright side of it. There's the three main sections of government policy that can be influenced. Media, business, and politics. Those are the three biggies. Religion to a lesser extent. If you can use the media to influence politics or use business to influence politics, all the better, because heck, that's what they're doing right now. All the media reports on is a bunch of the mainstream BS, brainwashed pieces of crapola that are sitting in Parliament. They're laughing their asses off at everybody who's stupid enough to vote for them. Okay? We need real freaking media in this country to report the real issues so that the people can make informed decisions. And that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. But anyway, enough of that. We've got a special guest right here with us today. Gregory, welcome to the program. I'd love it if you could actually intro yourself and tell us a little bit about what you're all about.
Hi, Vinny. You want to intro myself? Yeah, I've been changing things. I've been sort of setting out to change the culture and tell people about things that are really should be obvious but aren't. You were just picking up on one of the things I wrote my first book about. It was called Uncommon Sense, The State is Out of Date. And basically it summarizes what you're saying in one of my chapters on voting. You know, you've got the in party and the out party, and the out party's always got the advantage of being able to point to all the crapola things the in party has been doing and all the flaws of the in party. And, you know, after, you know, people's memories are short, and after enough years of that, they think, oh, well, if they know what the in party is doing wrong, then they're going to be able to get it right. Of course, which is never the case. But before all that, I started with natural foods back in 67. My brother and I were introducing people to the concept, which was really novel at that time that what you ate affected your health. And it's a, and to natural and organic foods as wholesome things to eat. That, and that was considered really strange at the time. You know, you are what you eat, crazy hippies. What are they talking about? But now, of course, it's commonplace, and all over the world, you've got, well, over the developed world, you've got, you know, much more interest in natural foods and organic foods. I then created the first veggie burger because I needed something to make money out of, because there was always somebody you could put a pound of rice or brown rice or beans in a bag for less than me. That wasn't my skill. So I created this brand new product. I thought there would be a good market for it. It was a vegetarian burger. I had a list of names. I was going to call it maybe Green Burger and Plant Burger and Earth Burger and Sesame Burger and Veggie Burger. I chose Veggie Burger, and that did really well. And that was my ticket out of the food industry. And I took a couple year advance on my retirement after selling Veggie Burger. Then I got into chaos theory because I saw that chaos theory really taught us about how we could be running our world, or how we were running our world. You know, we do with the real chaos theory, where you get order and harmony developing out of a free system. We have that in all sorts of human establishments, from whether it's music, the shoe industry, catering, you know, everywhere that we have freedom, we tend to have some stable kind of a system that has arisen. And every time we have the government running things by threatening to hit us over the head if we don't do what they say, we end up with a mess, whether it's education, health, defense, police. You know, it's all, we have these institutions that thrive on the things they're supposed to be dealing with. But then that led me to my first book, as I said, and I also opened a shop dedicated to chaos theory. And that was my first book, and my second book, we'll wrap it up now, my second book introduces us to something else that's as plain as the nose on our face, and that was once common currency in every single culture, wherever you went on the world. People recognize, now this is a weird concept to us, that the sun is a living being. It's a life force, a consciousness that should be accorded divine status. And this was the default mode for humanity until a sort of new religion on the block, the Christians, started burning anybody who felt that way. And they literally burnt this out of the culture with the backing of the Roman Empire, who made them the official religion in the fourth century. And that's why we think this concept is primitive and ignorant, because the church has brainwashed us into thinking that and believing that, in fact, the light of our life is some character outside of the system, not inside the system. And when I looked at the science, that what we know about the sun and cosmology, it all fits much better if you think of stars as the first energetic life form in the cosmos. So that's me up to date, Vinny. Are you there? Well,
yeah, of course I am. I'm the host of the show. I had a question for you. You know, when it comes down to like the food and all of that kind of stuff, I presume you've heard of Codex Alimentarius and are aware that there's a heck of a lot of, real scumbaggery going on behind the scenes, attempting to subvert people's access and rights to food. We also have the biofuel crisis, which is what doubled, nearly tripled world food prices. And with all of that in mind, what do you think are some of the most important lessons, and more to the point, what are the most important actions that people should be taking right now to secure their food supplies?
Buying the right foods, you know, having oatmeal for breakfast instead of sugar-coated Cocoa Pops, whether they're organic or not. Cooking your own food and really taking control of our own health. Codex Alimentarius is scary. In England, the pharmaceutical industry has finally pushed through legislation that completely reduces the availability of herbal medicines, supplements and so forth on the scene. As long as these people have got a government who can pass laws that stop us from doing things supposedly for our own good, we're going to have this sort of garbage taking place. And that's my first book on common sense, The State is Out of Date. Really, all we need governments for, the raison d'etre of the state, is to protect us from other nastier versions of themselves who want to invade us and, you know, steal our women and our wealth and run us. And that's what governments were originally devised for. Now they're telling us what shape our houses can be, what we're allowed to eat. They're adding fluoride to our water, mass medicating people in America. I mean, there's this horrendous overreach of government, and we must stop looking to government to solve our problems and solve them ourselves, because we're really good at this sort of thing. The state is not. You know, whenever you tell people, do this or we're going to damage you in some way, which is the way every single government implements its policies, you're going to not get the results you are aiming for. Even if you have an enlightened government who know what should be taking place, when they start putting people in prison for not listening to them, then you end up with a mess. So that's it, really. Let's take responsibility. Stop expecting governments to look after us.
Well, you know, if anything, they do the direct opposite, don't they? And I had a realization last night that I don't want any centralized government anymore. Like, the reason why you have governments full of people that don't agree with each other is because they're not all from the exact same area as the case would be in, say, local government, for example. Uh-huh. Let's say the size of your government was the size of your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Okay? How big an argument could you possibly get into? You know,
I've got a couple friends who, when I used to talk to them about the insanity of the state and how it never works, they told me about Switzerland, and that's apparently why the Swiss have got it pretty well, because they have very local cantons. You really are manuring on your own doorstep, and you've got to meet people in the supermarket who know that you passed this local law, so you do get quite, you know, workable government in Switzerland because it's so localized, and that's, you know, perhaps there's something to be said for that.
Well, you know, it just gets to the point where, look, this dude who lives on who lives technically in the same city as I do, there's 1.4 million people in this city. Yeah. For some reason, he's got elected prime minister, right? And as a result, he starts putting in legislation that he thinks is a brilliant idea, you know, like selling the country out to foreign banks, bringing in draconian surveillance legislation, passing legislation to execute your citizens abroad if they're political dissidents, you know, that kind of thing that's really nice for the whole country. And as a result, people kind of sit back and go, wow, I wouldn't want to vote for him again, as opposed to, maybe we should stop voting for people just because they live in the same city as me, and maybe I should do a little bit more research as to who the F this person actually is. What is their track record, right? Mm-hmm. People don't vote for people they know. You know why? Because they prefer you to not know who they are.
Everybody you know is a devil, so the person you don't know, maybe they aren't a devil. But I only got involved in politics once, and I ran a candidate for parliament in the UK, and it was a party, it was called the One Less Party. And my candidate signed, I worked with a lawyer, I got a legally binding document, and it was the oath of the candidate. And they swore that they would perform none of the acts of the for which they were elected. They would never attend parliament. They wouldn't vote. They wouldn't draw salary, expenses. They wouldn't employ anybody. In no way would they misrepresent us, because they would not represent us at all. And this was sort of recognizing that politicians are the biggest problem on the face of the earth. And the one less policy was voting for one less politician. And I thought if we could empty a seat of parliament, it would have been a major... a major blow, a ripple around the world, because they are the problem, and we're just conned by this concept of democracy that we supposedly have a choice of which jerks are telling us what to do. And it's, as you said, we're, most votes are against somebody rather than for somebody. What kind of a system is that? And it's the same system, really, as we've had for thousands of years. Because whether it's emperors, kings, popes, pharaohs, presidents, or führers, it's one group of people telling us what to do and threatening us with damage if we don't do what they say. And the way we choose the people to do that, the way they get there, is neither here nor there. The system is busted. It doesn't work. And the more power we give it, the worse the consequences of it not working are becoming.
Yeah. I look at it like this. The whole system is an Iron Maiden. Okay? You're in it. Don't think about, oh, I like that spike to be pushed through to the other side of me better than that spike over there. They're all going to freaking kill you, and they're part of the same freaking machine.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about politics, people think like there's two teams, there's the Republicans and the Democrats. No, there's only one team, and they just pass the ball between each other.
Yeah. And when you look at just the types of government...
We'll talk about more of this after the break, yes, indeedy. And we'll get into politics, food, media. I'm really kind of fired up today. I couldn't sleep last night because I was just so angry with the elections that I couldn't sleep. Seriously, get rolling back and forth, waking the missus up. I had to go sleep on the couch. All right, we'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
In the Schwarzenegger sense of the word, welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, that's Vinnie with a Y because you've got to ask questions, not Vinnie with an IE because I don't want to be an example to anybody. You have to be your own, in my opinion. And also check out the fabulous articles. We're getting a number of contributors now to guerrillamedia.co.nz. And it's made me think that the site actually deserves a wee bit of a redesign. In fact, we might even be switching platforms soon or something like that. There's always something going on. And we also got some good news in from our affiliate down in Invercargill. For the Invercargill listeners, that Ifinity FM, 87.7 FM, in the coldest southern town that you'd ever conceive of, wind that blows through every single layer of clothing. So you definitely want the Vinnie Eastwood Show to be warming you up in that regard. And it'll be playing midnight till 2 a.m. for some late-night conspiracy and comedy Sundays through Thursdays on Ifinity FM in Invercargill. I just wanted to give Greg Salmon, who was recently just got out of going to jail for stealing his own car. I'm not kidding. He got out of going to jail for stealing his own car, should I say. He's doing periodic detention instead, which means that basically he has to act like a slave worker to other scumbags from the judiciary. Now, getting back into the whole concept of politics, I mean, people think, for some reason, that if they ignore politics for 2.5, 3.5 years, and then vote for the person with the nicest smile with a piece of paper that they're doing their bit for democracy. And they criticize other people who don't vote. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, that cracks me up, bro. What do you think about that?
I think it is. It's hilarious, and it's the saddest thing on the planet, and it is funny as well that we just people go on in circles and circles, and you know they always think the next great hope. You know, after Margaret Thatcher, it was going to be Tony Blair. After George Bush, it was Barack Obama. You know, and it's never now and again. You know, once every century, you'll get a Gandhi come along. He'll come. He'll inspire. He'll die, and it's back to normal again. It's this. It's a system sucks, and it's. Yeah, we keep thinking. Yeah, we keep thinking. You've got to vote. You've got to get involved. That's the only way to change. The only way to change it is to get uninvolved and let it dwindle on the vine.
Well, you know, I think we're all kind of like the. Well, we're considered the low hanging fruit, more or less. There's a whole bunch of people out there who are very easy to manipulate. Hang off the words of anybody reading off a bloody teleprompter. And believe mm-hmm. everything mm-hmm. that they say, you know? I mean, if I'm going to go on stage doing comedy, and I've had a few people recommend that I do, write up a comedy act, I'm going to, you know, do when you know when you're testing a microphone or something like that, you go, test, test, test. I'm just going to kind of go, help! Change!
Obama! Good start. I'm there.
No, just in case there's some description of people out there who are wondering about the essence of voting for the lesser of two evils. Now, does that make you any less evil by supporting evil? No, it doesn't. It makes you a duped, retarded scumbag. I'm sorry. But it's true. Okay, if you're supporting evil, then you're evil, in my opinion. You know, you got to draw the distinction here. Do you want to... And this is my advice when people vote. Does the person you're voting for represent you? And I mean you. Everything that you think, everything that you do, everything that you want to see happen in this country, do they say the exact same things? Have they a proven track record that they do the exact things that they say? The vast majority of politicians? No. Never. This is why voting is so difficult, because if you did want to vote for somebody, you'd actually have to get off your ass and do some freaking research. Wouldn't you? But no! Apparently a piece of paper every couple of years is good enough. Or even better yet, electronic voting machines from DynCorp, which are recently... DynCorp also recently implicated in a major international child kidnapping ring. Okay? So you can imagine that they're going to kidnap your votes too, rape them, slave them out, you know, that kind of thing. Your vote paper will be like, oh, no, no, hey, they're hurting me, oh. But you know,
so,
I can't understand the mentality, frankly.
What happened in Australia? Because in Australia they had to make it the law to vote. Because did you know how many people had stopped voting when they finally said, you've got to go to vote, you know, you've got to exercise your freedom to vote, or we'll put you in jail? I mean, that was encouraging that people weren't. I mean, what would happen if nobody voted? How could they possibly say they've got the mantle of power? Is that why they made it a law to vote in Australia? Do you know about that? I know you're close to Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did hear about that, in fact. And what I find very interesting about Australian elections is that they're basically non-events. It's like... What do we have? This dude named John Howard, who was basically just a bit of a scumbag, you know, supported the Iraq invasion and what have you. He was thrown out after that kind of debacle, and they elected this guy named Rudd, Prime Minister Rudd. and he was fiercely anti-climate tax legislation and all of that kind of stuff. So naturally, his own party overthrew him and got this really witch-looking woman named Julia Gillard with an accent like that. I don't know if anybody understood that, but that's how she sounds. And she and naturally, before the election, she said, I'm going to stand by our former Prime Minister and not, there will not be a carbon tax if I'm elected Prime Minister. Within the first day or two, carbon tax. Boom.
Right, right, right.
You know, that's why we call it a new world order, because there's not a single country that's exempt from this kind of BS. Like the whole system, doesn't matter what country you're in, what time of the day it is, they're still going to screw you over, and they're still working at it extra hard. It's the only thing they know how to work hard on. Like, if you have a look at Parliament TV, for example, here in New Zealand, 90% of the time when Parliament is in session, there's bugger all people in the debating chamber. Bugger all. I remember watching a one when they were talking about passing a bit of legislation to electronically chip every single cow in the country. And considering it's our biggest industry, you'd figure there would be more people there. But no, there was about maybe less than a dozen, okay, out of 150 parliamentarians were there. Not only did they want to chip all the cows, but they also wanted to chip all the farmers as well, so they could make sure where they were at all times. The stated pretext for this decision, and nobody's heard of this legislation, by the way, because they don't watch Parliament TV because it's so damn boring, and none of the politicians probably know about it either because they weren't there. the pretext for doing this is that sometimes cattle farmers trot their cattle across the road to a different paddock, and apparently there was one or two accidents last year.
It's complete madness. The government is involved in so many aspects of our life. I mean, they completely destroyed the whole agricultural system in Europe. I mean, there used to be a system, it doesn't sound that radical, where, you know, people who ate food went out, decided what they wanted to eat. Farmers fed them. Farmers produced the food that people wanted to eat. Then the government got involved and said, no, everybody should have a chicken in every pot. This started with Truman in America, and they completely turned the whole agricultural policy upside down so that people could eat more meat and subsidize grain. When I started off in the natural food industry in the late 60s, the 70s, we had to pay more for wheat that was going to make flour, to make bread, than animals. You know, if you're a farmer buying wheat for your cattle, you'd buy denatured wheat. It was dyed blue. And it was, you know, it was subsidizing food for cows, not for people. Now, what is that all about? And then eventually the food industry just took over. You know, they got the people in the places of power who are making this legislation. And America is just now, it's a genetically modified experiment. I mean, the whole nation is eating GM foods, you know. And sometimes the GM industry comes out and they say, well, look, it must be safe. Look at America. Everybody there has been eating GM food for the last 20 years. Well, hell, that's not a great advertisement for it. And it is. They've really have taken that whole thing over. And we really need government out of our food industry, out of our, you know, not controlling and dictating what we take for our health, because they don't do a good job. Let's just let them get back to protecting us from other versions of themselves and let us look after ourselves. Because now we've got 50% of all the value that we produce every year, 50 plus or minus 10%, depending on where you are, goes to the state. And then they redistribute it into wars in Iraq or programs here and controls there and subsidies there. And I say, if we had that 50% of the money still in our pockets, we would not have so many hungry people, so many homeless people, so many out-of-work people, because that money would still be working healthily in the system rather than channeled through the sort of corrupt, mindless channels of the government in charge who's taking it from us.
Yeah, and also the corrupt, mindless media. And incidentally, they're now starting to report on the Wall Street protests that have been going on for, like, what, week and a half, 2 weeks?
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, Yeah, they've tried to keep it under wraps, but MSNBC released a video online, not on their broadcast media, as far as I could tell, about the police brutality at these protests. And now the other mainstream media are starting to pay attention because they're probably afraid that they'll lose all what credibility they don't have if they don't, right? This is the kind of disingenuous sort of media mogul mofos that I really, really staunchly oppose in every way, shape, and form, because they just don't give it. They don't give an F until they've got something to lose. Whereas I give an F just because other people are losing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody's losing their rights, losing their liberties, getting their kids taken off them by child pedophile services, or having their nation currency devalued by the Federal Reserve, you know, who sell a range of jams, I care, and I'm going to comment about it.
Yeah, but, yeah.
For some reason, the mainstream media doesn't have that kind of thing. I call that having a conscience, which they seem to have forgotten about.
Absolutely, having conscious, having empathy, and it's gone from the mainstream media. And I, it's a great concept, the media. It's always been there as a protector of our liberty, and somehow in the last like 10, 15, 20 years, that's gone away, and we get nothing on Fukushima. I mean, the greatest industrial accident in the history of the world that is still going on, and it hardly gets any coverage. The nuclear industry is like flat out trying to reconvince us that that'll never happen again, and that was an old site, you know, and everything now is really much newer and more modern, so we can send really good nuclear reactors to Pakistan and India and be sure they're going to run well. And with Japan, the Japanese, you know, they're supposed to be really tight. And as we know, nuclear power doesn't work. And how can we possibly, however safe it is, how can we expect generations 100,000 years from now to be looking after dangerous plants that have to be kept cool for that period of time? That's 50 times as long as it was since the Romans and Jesus Christ. That 50 times that period. Think of the empires that come and go and that sort of a time scale. And we're saying, oh, yeah, we're going to be here 100,000 years from now looking after this toxic dumps. And it's just outrageous that they can put up one more nuclear power plant.
I suppose, you know, the Japanese have really got down miniaturization and technology, that kind of thing. I mean, now they can destroy a planet with only one nuclear facility, you know? How about that for engineering?
Yeah. Well, it puts the hydrogen. No, it's worse than atom bomb.
Yeah. But, I mean, after all, if you do want to nuke somebody, why don't you make it all open slather? You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide. Because in a world so full of chaos and madness, you'll go friggin' nuts if you lose your sense of humor. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
What is about? There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Precisely what it is! Oh, just a little bit of history repeating, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be afraid that you're missing out on something, because it'll just come back right again. You know? Oh, man, I missed out on tyranny taking over the world in World War II. It's just, bro, just wait a minute. And we've got my guest here, Gregory Sams. Now, there are occasions on this show where we just kind of get carried away and we forget to do the business. And by the business, I mean these people have that I bring on often have websites, books, DVDs, products to promote, etc. So if you like what they're saying, I'd like to make sure that they have an opportunity to actually promote those so that those who are listening that are interested can, in fact, locate them and support them in what they're doing. I mean, my agenda here is to support the people that support humanity, okay? I'm their support network. This radio show isn't to wake up the dumbasses or the sheeple or anything. It's to help counsel and help out the people who are already awake, who are finding it very difficult to deal with, have financial stress because of it, and really need somebody to actually care about them. Okay, that's my purpose, I've found. So, without further ado, Gregory, take us away.
Vinny, hi. I've got a website which has got my entire first book is online on the website, and it's just gregorysams.com. And just Google Gregory Sams and all that stuff will come up. And that's got a link to Uncommon Sense, all the state is out of date, the chapters in that. And that was a fabulous book. And it's got information on my new book, which is titled Son of God, Discover the Self-Organizing Principle Consciousness that Underlies Everything. And that's the book that really brings the sun in from the cold. It's been sort of shoved away in a drawer for 17 centuries and replaced as the source of life with some other strange character. And everybody used to recognize the importance of the sun to us, and they didn't even have the knowledge that we have it today, about it today. They didn't understand photosynthesis. They didn't realize that the energy of life is itself 100% recycled sunlight. That's what we're living with, is we're recycling sunlight ourselves. And they didn't realize that we're made from recycled stars. You know, 93% of your body was once part of the body of a star, because stars take light hydrogen gas. All we can do is make a lighter-than-air balloon out of it. Stars turn hydrogen and helium into calcium and oxygen and magnesium and silver and gold, and all the elements of the periodic table are created on stars. They enable us to be alive. And we recognize that consciousness is the greatest mystery of the human existence. It's the thing, even though consciousness, can you believe that? Consciousness is trying to understand consciousness, and it finds it to be the greatest mystery there is. But yet we somehow think we know so much about it that nothing else has it. Only we're conscious. And we think it couldn't possibly, other animals or trees or stars couldn't be conscious. But our consciousness is an energy field. It's invisible. You don't get heavier when you're deep in thought, or lighter when you're feeling lightheaded and giddy. You know, we're always, the consciousness is that invisible energetic part of us. You take it away and we're not alive anymore. The fact that we create it with this body and that we've got, neuron connections in our brain is all part of the process, but that consciousness is an energy field. And what stars have is energy fields bigger than themselves, complex interacting energy fields on the surface, in the corona, stretching out into space. There's energy fields connecting sun to earth, a direct magnetic portal that opens and closes every 8 minutes and sends tons of high energy particles back and forth between the sun and earth. The stars are connected by electromagnetic fields. So we have this whole living energetic structure there, and we're trying to analyze it as if it's all dead matter, bumping around according to nothing but the laws of gravity, which is why we have to have strange concepts like dark energy and dark matter, which are a joke. Their names, which are given, I got this from the NASA website. There are fundamental problems in cosmology, two in particular, and they have no idea what the answer to those problems is. But they've given the solution a name, which is dark energy, and the other one is dark matter. And that's all they are. They're names for solutions that don't exist. How crazy is that? And that's all because we're trying to understand it as a completely dead, inanimate structure and live under the assumption that in this huge 13.7 billion or however old the universe is, only human beings are conscious. And that's really something we need to change in our cultural paradigm, because consciousness is, it would seem, all-pervading in the universe. And that's always been understood in things like chi and prana and the Holy Spirit. And it's real. It's so that's my mission with this book, and it's to get scientists to stop upholding a church taboo, because that's, scientists scoff at the idea of anything being conscious. They scoff at the idea that the position of the stars might affect our lives. The position of the sun and moon might affect our lives, even though they'll say a butterfly will trigger, you know, difference between a hurricane and a thunderstorm thousands of miles away. A butterfly, you know, in the butterfly theory, refuse to sort of, they dismiss all of these occult things, and they dismiss them because the church, it was the church that started off education and when in the Renaissance, and they opened the universities, they opened the school, and anything remotely spiritual occult was banned to science. Now science still doesn't look at that stuff, and they're upholding a church taboo. How crazy is that?
Well, you know, if I look at any point throughout history, I see nothing but craziness, right? That's what, if anything, that's the modus operandi of the human race. craziness! Oh, yeah! Let's breed craziness into the people. And it doesn't surprise me, of course, that the church was the first people to institute education. After all, it was the Jesuits who said, give me a child until 7 years of age and I'll own them for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of an impact does mainstream education actually have on the consciousness of individuals? It seems as though it's like, you know that scene in The Matrix where they're walking through those back doors and there's just doors everywhere throughout an entire giant hallway that you can't see the end of?
Yeah.
Right? When you start off in this world, every single one of those doors is open. The more educated you get, progressively, each and every single one of those doors shuts to you. And you no longer have a back door for thinking or action or moving around of any kind by the end of it. Unless you've got a key, and they don't teach you how to make keys.
Well, that's the system we have now. I don't know what it used to be like, because as you say, the church re-kicked education. It wasn't a new thing, though. There used to be universities, libraries, schools. There was the mystery schools, and they were all pagan. And they were once in the fourth century, once Christianity became adopted by the Roman Empire as its official religion, they went out and destroyed those libraries, destroyed the universities, the mystery schools. All the books they could find were burned. And that's why we went into the Dark Ages. And it's just crazy sort of stuff. And but perhaps in those days there was more inquiring. Maybe doors weren't closed as you became educated. We don't know. I mean, we always wonder, how did they build the pyramids? Nobody can figure out how these primitive, so-called primitive people could build such an amazing thing. And yet, you know, I promise you, at the Library of Alexandria, there would have been a whole room probably dedicated to books on how to build pyramids. But it was all destroyed, and we're still scratching our heads, you know, trying to figure this stuff out. Crazy world.
Yeah. Well, knowledge is dangerous to people who govern the ignorant. Okay? That's basically what I've found out, is that if you know too much, then you become a threat to the people who operate upon everybody else's stupidity, right? Politicians, for example, perfect example. Media, perfect example. Business, perfect example of industries that use people's ignorance as a tool for making sure that everything that they're doing right now that involves lies, deception, misleading information keeps on perpetuating. That's the agenda.
to keep everything going as if nothing's gone wrong, when reality is there's nothing that is going right. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Women and children, front line, log on, tune in, stand and be counted, wounded, stationed in the belly of the vulture. Watch your back, there's no civilians. Women, children, front lines, listen. Consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution, gathering dust particles, funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation to fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
sure success.
Baby, it's hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland in New Zealand in the Southern Slave Pacific Island Chained Nation. And my guest here today is Gregory Sams. Welcome back, mate.
Hi, Vinny.
Now, we were talking over the break about broadcasting and that kind of thing, and my perspective of it is just basically you either need to know what you're talking about or act like you do. And I've kind of jumped the gun and I openly say that I don't know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? I just talk to all the people that do and more or less repeat what they say, right? So my assumption is that anything I say could be wrong because I haven't done the research to 100% back it up, okay? So it means that anybody at any time could come up to me and say, Vinny, you're wrong about this, and tell me why, and I'll go, oh, so I am. Thank you very much for informing me, and I'll continue to repeat what you told me. I mean, basically, I have a lack of concern for the concept of credibility. And the reason for this is nobody maintains credibility forever. Okay? And so, therefore, if I claim to have none, anybody who accuses me of having no credibility instantly loses their credibility because they obviously can't do their research.
Yeah. At the beginning of my book, I exhort readers not to take anything on board unless it makes absolute sense to them at all points in their life. You know, if this makes sense, it makes sense, and reserve the right myself to change my mind about anything within the book as time goes by. You know, I don't want people, you know, to believe stuff because, you know, they got blind faith in the religion or because science told them so or because somebody told them with great enthusiasm. You know, beliefs have to be always tested, always flexible, always ready to change. But when some things do hold up and, you know, throughout your life, you tend to notice certain principles, like when you're nice to people, they're nice back to you. When you give things, you receive. When you let go of things or forgive people, you're carrying less weight around afterwards. You know, some of those principles seem to hold true throughout your life. And, you know, I take some of those things as fundamental truths. And, you know, occasionally I will get screwed by behaving in that manner, but it's very occasionally. And it's the dividends of good behavior are manifest. And that's my principle. Be flexible. And,
yeah, I found that basically other people are more important than we give them credit for. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I do something nice for somebody and they don't do anything nice for me back, I still feel good about doing something nice for them, right?
Absolutely.
But if I do something nice for 100 people and only 5 of them do something back for me, as far as I look at it, like in a business perspective, that's a profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. And also sometimes you'll do something nice for somebody or something valuable in one place and something completely unrelated will come back with a payback. You know, things aren't necessarily linearly related either. But, I mean, that was why when I studied religion. I had to study a whole bunch of religions to write the book Son of God. And I was quite impressed with Zoroastrianism, which was one of the first organized religions, but it wasn't an exclusive profit-driven religion. But it had three basic principles, three things sum up Zoroastrianism, and it's good thoughts, good words, good deeds. That's a nice basis for religion. And they had a fascinating history, and they had some influence on all the Abrahamic religions. But then they got destroyed by first Alexander the Great, who was known as Alexander the Accursed to them, and then by the Muslims. And there are now maybe 150,000 left in the world, most of them in India. But it was a, but yeah, good thoughts, good words, good deeds.
Yeah, and people who are talking about, you know, voting for the lesser of two evils, I'm sorry to bring this up again, but it's like, unless you're doing the good deed yourself, you can't take credit for anybody else's, I don't think.
Yeah. It starts, you know, it all starts with us, you know, as long as we externalize problems, we're going to have people who jump on those problems, say, oh yeah, I'll look after it for you. Don't worry. Just give me your money. Give me your freedom. And I'll take care of these problems you have. And then we just see the problems get bigger and bigger because they thrive on them. You know, the police thrive on crime. The military thrives on war. You know, it's we are living in a 1984 period where so many words just have the opposite meaning to them.
Yeah, that's precisely correct. And a government, by its very nature, doesn't solve problems. In fact, it only creates them. The reason why they do this is because if they solve problems, then basically there would be no longer any need for parliament. Okay. Yep. And so therefore their job is in fact to create more problems so that they can continue in stable employment.
Yeah, it's every I mean, I've run quite a few businesses, you know, catering, retail, manufacturing, distribution, publishing fractal postcards. I run all these businesses in my life, and it's every business wants to get bigger. You want to have more premises, more staff, more pay, more prestige, and more influence. But, you know, when I'm selling postcards, I've got to get people to buy those postcards. When I'm selling food, people have got to buy the food and eat it. Whereas when you're government, you don't have that. And it's a very important mechanism of, you know, customers being able to say no, because I could drink Coca-Cola all my life. I don't drink Coca-Cola, but I could drink it for 30 years, three cans a day. And if I stop, nobody's going to come to my door and threaten to put me in jail. However much they might advertise on TV, however evil that might be, however much they might misrepresent products, people do not, I'm not speaking about Coke particularly there, but, you know, companies cannot put you in jail when you don't buy their product, and the government can. You know, even if I recycle all my own waste in the UK and have nothing for the garbage delivery man, I have to pay for garbage removal. Even if I, you know, get my own water up out of the ground, I still have to pay, you know, the state for it. And that's the missing mechanism, is they don't have to deliver. They don't respond to the customer, and that's the sad thing. We don't have choice. We only have choice of which pair of shoes to buy. We don't have, if we want to go barefoot, that's tough. We still have to buy those shoes.
Yeah, it's like, this reminds me of Rage Against the Machine song. What you need is what they selling. Make you think that buying is rebelling. It ain't freaking rebellion if you're supporting the system economically. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty straightforward, right? We're talking about a massive beast here, okay? A beast of epic proportions that nobody has ever been able to challenge throughout the entirety of history until now. And the only reason why it is being challenged now for the first time in history is because we've entered into something called the information age. When the information becomes released, when it becomes plentiful, when it starts coming out all over the place, that is the only time in history that you will wind up being capable of exposing the beast itself and jabbing a massive spear into its throat and watching it bleed out, and then be able to feed everybody on its nice flesh and keep everybody warm through the nuclear winter that follows with its hide. You know, because as far as I'm concerned, you know, what was my favorite thing to do? Well, let's say we take the just two families, okay, and their bloodlines, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. Now, collectively, they have like what? Allegedly between 40 and 90% of the world's wealth just between them. So, let's take these people, steal all their assets, just like they've stolen ours. In fact, basically, all we're doing is just taking our assets back, really. And divvy them out equally amongst all the peoples of this earth. And I can guarantee you, we'll all have at least $1 million in our pocket. At least. Now, you can tell me, who wouldn't benefit from an extra million in their pocket and one less tyrannical dictator in their country? Who wouldn't benefit? Everybody would benefit. That's what I'm talking about. Cut off the head of the freaking snake here. What are we waiting for? Why aren't people out there? In fact, there was a conversation that the elite were having. I forget who told me this. That they're actually scared right now. We're scaring the hell out of them by just talking about them, because this has never happened to them before. And just like every little psychopathic little whingy, whiny servant of Satan scumbag out there, they can't handle it. They're like, we're being exposed. This is angry people on talk radio that are talking about us. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And it's like, scumbag, and I'm going to expose you. I'm going to put your nuts on a plate, and I'm going to feed them to my dogs. All right? Well, yeah, even better yet, feeding them to dogs would be too bad. Well, I'm going to feed them to my chickens. There we go.
You're on the feedo nutrients again.
yeah, absolutely. Let's get these people. Or better yet, much better idea. Entertainment value. Right? Now, you know how we've got Rockstar in excess, and we've got Pop Idol and what have you. Why don't we just have all the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and various other elite family and scumbaggery audition on those shows? And the consequence of not impressing the judges is, I don't know, you get some kind of acupuncture needle stuck into your eyeball. You know, it could be like Running Man, you know?
See,
that would be great. I would love that, you know. Survivor Rothschild Island, you know. And Rothschild Island would be like some description of really... Cause here's the interesting thing about all the episodes of Survivor and all the different series that they have. This is why they endlessly do it, is that they're all in really hot climates, so that all the sexy people will have to wear basically very skimpy clothing to keep people interested. Survivor Rothschild Island would in fact be on an island off the coast of Antarctica or something like that. So if they want something to eat, they're going to have to go kill a walrus. All right. Here's a stick. Here's a pointed stick. Go after that walrus, otherwise you're not eating tonight.
Absolutely. Kill the walrus. So yeah, I mean, great idea for a TV show there. But I don't know. I still, you know, the Rothschilds, I mean, they got their money because they were sort of pumping up kings to fight wars against each other, and they'd sort of, you know, stir up a war between two countries and lend them the money to fight the war, and then whoever won, they got paid back. It was a insidious way to make money, but as long as you've got the governments up there who people can do that to, we're going to have that corruption. It's cutting off the head. We got to go right to the top and realize that, you know, we can do this stuff ourselves. And I mean, the whole police thing is, you know, they thrive on crime. Now, you know, if we had, I know people don't like to say nice things about insurance companies, but you know, if insurance companies were running the police, if they were looking after our security and crime, they would have a vested interest in stopping crime, because you know they don't win out when somebody robs a bank or murders somebody who's got a high premium on their head. You know, it doesn't work for them, and they're not going to come. You know, smashing down your door because you're indulging in some completely victimless crime that isn't affecting anybody but yourself, you know. We really have to kind of get that responsibility back ourselves, and then we're not going to have the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. They won't have a base to prey on because they have to work through governments. You know, they have to get our money. You know, that's what they manipulate is governments, not individuals. It's not like we're all putting our money into the Rothschild bank and they're running off with it. They're much more indirect than that, which is why they're doing so well.
Yeah, and it's basically because they get to operate with impunity, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, our politicians have abdicated their responsibility to regulate the banking market properly. They have abdicated their responsibility of reading the legislation that they pass, and that's one of the freakiest things of all, because mm-hmm. they're willing to sell everybody else down the river without knowing how they're doing it, why they're doing it, or in what way it's going to affect people. And it really does smack of evil. And a lot of people talk about evil as though it doesn't actually exist kind of thing. And there's some people who will swear that evil exists because I saw the eyes of somebody who killed a friend of mine in the courtroom and he's evil. And it works out like this. If you're a serial killer, then, you know, it's pretty straightforward. You're evil. If you're a globalist who, instead of killing maybe a dozen or two dozen people as a serial killer would, actually winds up killing millions of people through your own actions, then you're evil. Mm-hmm. Okay? I don't care what your eyes look like. I don't care what you're doing for a living. If you're responsible for the deaths of many, many people and you don't care, if you don't feel any sort of empathy, if you don't feel any emotional guilt, then you're freaking evil. That's pretty much it, as far as I'm concerned. We'll be right back with a little bit more of that.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about the Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know about the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the bleeding uranium in the mortar? What you know about AIPAC controlling the reporter? What's wrong with the world? People kill people that other people command. Middle East is a modern day attack on a native land. Project eugenics planned on the common man. Expand the military industrial complex. Annex or install you with chemical objects. Vex the psyop attacking your conscience. Next, your brain agrees with the offense. Political correctness.
Welcome
people
back.
Are afraid to speak what they feel instead of what they made.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's not about political correctness. You know what the definition of political correctness is? Making sure that people can't say what they think. Okay, and as soon as you can stop people from saying what they think, you can stop getting all the scumbags in this country criticized. That's what's going on here. They don't want you to criticize. They don't want you to talk. So, you know what you do when a bully tells you to do something? You do the direct opposite. Bully tells you, shut up, don't scream. You go, and then somebody comes running and beats the bully up. Okay, that's the reason he told you not to scream, because he knows his own weakness, and he's trying to tell you not to use his weaknesses. Okay, the New World Order thrives on secrecy. Okay, they thrive in dark places. Ergo, the important thing to do is to shine a light on their filth and scumbaggery, in my opinion. And I could be wrong, but I certainly don't think so. And Gregory, I was kind of like talking about this sort of New World Order and shining the light on them and all of that kind of stuff. What role do you think that books have, just books in general, to getting this sort of thing out? Because I'll level with you. I basically don't read, you know. I'm watching YouTube videos all the time, documentaries. Maybe I'll read an article here or there. But to actually sit down and read a whole book or what have you, I don't know. I just don't do it. It seems like a waste of my time. Not when I can talk to the author.
yeah, there you go. There's an awful lot online. I mean, I was amazed by the content and the actual valid research that can be done online. And both work. There are some people who love books and you know, take their Kindle with them or their books with them on trains and out camping and do that and disconnect from the screen and the internet. So if you want to disconnect from that at times, that's great. But then you know, we've got, you've seen Loose Change and various programs on 9/11, you know, showing the controlled demolition of World Trade Center 7, which wasn't mentioned in the report, and showing how ludicrous it was to suggest that an airplane hit the Pentagon. I mean, that's fantastic video. I mean, there's quite a few on that, and you can't argue with them. I mean, you've got engineers, structural surveyors, you know, demolition experts up there, and military, you know, ex Air Force generals, you know, saying this couldn't have happened. There's got to be something other than the hijackers and Osama bin Laden involved in this. And that had millions of hits. Something like 40% to 50% of the citizens of America believe that the U.S. government had something to do with it, whether it was not preventing it or actually part of the participated in it. And they live with it. They live with the belief that the people who are running them could be that evil. And that once we say they thrive on secrecy, what scares me is how little they bother to cover their tracks. I mean, you can see the squibs, the little demolition charges coming out of the side of the World Trade Center buildings before the floors come down. You had hundreds of firemen and policemen who heard the secondary explosions in the ground floor who've come out and said, on the lower floors, who've come out and said, we heard these other explosions before the building collapsed. You've got experts saying it had to be a controlled demolition, and yet, you know, these people are still running the country, and everybody kind of behaves as if this didn't happen. It's like the king who had no clothes. They don't, you know, The secret's out, and yet they seem to still to be secure in it. And that's the funniest thing, you know. I mean, how did they get away with it? How did, you know, the greatest criminal in American history, George Bush, flew off from the White House, you know, in a helicopter to his ranch back in Texas and continues to live there peacefully to this day? It's extraordinary. Perhaps the Romans knew about Nero fiddling while he burnt down Rome, but how long has this been going on? How long will it go on? How long can we put up with it? And we do know about it, and you know, the more of us know about it, the better. But still, why don't they? How do they get away with it? How do they get away with it in America? That's what I don't know.
Yep. We've got this kind of syndrome of respect by authority, kind of in the South Park sense of the word, and it's very, very deadly serious. People respect people in uniform. They do. Goodness knows why, because they don't have any respect for them. look at it this way. There was a psychological test performed at Harvard University. The guy with the white coat, and they had a screen between the test subject and another person. The other person was allegedly going to be electroshocked every single time that they got a question wrong. And they weren't, in fact, being electroshocked. They were just pretending. But what they found was, as they further increased the electricity, the voltage, and what have you, very, very few people said, look, no, I'm not going to participate in this test. I'm not going to hurt another human being just for the sake of a test, okay?
Yeah.
Very few people did that, because the majority of people said, oh, this guy's got authority. Oh, this guy's got a white lab coat. Oh, this guy's from Harvard. I'll do exactly what I'm told, because I trust them and I respect them. Just like with a police uniform, just like with a firefighter's outfit, just like with a suit and a little American flag on your lapel, gives you authority over other people, because they basically herded us. Really, in a very literal sense, they have herded us into a form of mentality where we will obey authority even if it kills us, even if it forces us to kill other people, okay? And that kind of concept is very, very understated, okay? People don't recognize the power that a form of suit, uniform, actually holds. They don't realize what it does to other people's minds. And that's why it's so hard to expose it and resist it.
Mm. It's, and the other side of that is that when they put men in uniform and send them to war, it encouragingly, you know, it's a testament to the positive side of the human program. It's very hard to teach people to kill. Now, maybe it's getting easier now because they're doing it all on computer screens with drone aircraft, so it's just like playing a computer game. But in the, you know, the traditional sense of, you know, looking at somebody and, you know, shooting another human being with a gun, that was a hell of very difficult training to get people to do that. And in the First and Second World War, there was like most people would shoot up in the air. And this is the sort of statistic that has come out. So it's, but I am familiar with the experiments where there, you know, people were shocking people and just going along with that because they were in a lab. Is there hope? Yes, there is hope. You know, we are, I mean, they had to set that thing up in a lab. It was an interesting experiment, but I think, you know, we are more humanized. Perhaps we're more humanized today than we were before because we're connected by this thing called the internet. So we know that, you know, we don't really care. I used to be wow on the internet. This website's in New Zealand, or this website's in Tanzania or Alaska. And now you don't even care. You don't even check. It's just, it has connected the world in a beautiful way. And, I mean, do you know about the people of Hartlepool? This was in the 18th century during the Hundred Years' War with France. The French had been demonized by the British government, you know, and as governments do, the enemy are always cretins, worse, less than humans. And in this environment, a ship with a zoo on it, crashed off the northeast coast of England and staggered onto the coast in Hartlepool. And they saw this monkey and they said, oh, look at that. Oh, this stupid animal, this must be a Frenchman. It must be a French spy. And they took this monkey to court and they found it guilty of being a French spy and they hung it till it was dead. And they're still living in town to this day. But at least, you know, today with the internet, that sort of stuff isn't going to happen because we realize there are humans all over the planet. And I think that's a really good thing. And how do we start off on this? Books versus the internet. Well, they're all great. The internet, it's as big as the printing press, as we know. It's changed our lives. And
well, does that mean you can think about the distribution here? Like distributing books on the internet is now far better because it's like, I'm sort of thinking of it from a multifaceted media point of view. Like, I make videos, I make a radio show, I write articles, I blog, and I interview people all the time, ambush politicians and that kind of thing. And I'm currently writing a novel. I've got so many things that I'm doing because I wanted to create what you call media saturation capability. So uh-huh. that if you want an idea to be promoted, the most effective way of promoting an idea so that it sticks in people's minds is so that it comes at them in every angle and every medium so that it produces that form of saturation around the issue. That's my goal, is to have a media empire where basically I'll point my finger at an activist who's exposing, say, our prime minister as being a derivatives trader, and I say, right, I need to promote her around the entire network, and then boom, all of a sudden you got hundreds of thousands, millions of people worldwide who know precisely what's going on, just like that. That's what I want. I want that kind of power, and I don't want to have full control over it because, well, actually, more to the point, I want to make sure that people who are watchdogs of corruption and abuse of power are all the friends and members of that organization that I keep around me, so that if, heaven forbid, I turn into some form of power-lusting knob, there'll be no way that I could get away with it for even a second because of the people that I surround myself with.
You know?
That's what I want to do.
That's good. That will stop you from going that way as well.
Well, I certainly hope so. I find it's like so many people out there, truthers and researchers and that kind of thing, they feel really alone. And I've had many people on the show who have never been on radio before, didn't think anybody wanted to listen, didn't think anybody cared, and after doing so are really happy and feel better about themselves and go back into their activism with new vigor. You know, I can do that for people, and that makes me feel really good, and it's not that hard to do. All I need to do is send an email and get somebody on Skype, and boom, they have it. And I want to be able to just do that exact same thing. Bring a voice to those people who never get interviewed on mainstream media, never get on radio, never get the opportunity to reach more people. I want to stop them being depressed and being hard done by. I want to help them to generate revenue by designing DVDs for them that they can sell themselves off their websites. Activism and business and media, I think, really have to sort of join forces in a cyclical kind of cartel type fashion, in my opinion, in order to ruthlessly exploit the system and all of its weaknesses currently, so that you can support the opposite of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, manipulate business so that it supports the very thing that it destroys it. Manipulate the politicians so that they fumble up and then they destroy themselves. Okay, use the enemy's tactics against them. It's the only way I feel that you can actually accomplish any real meaningful change in society than by using the very tactics that were used to enslave us all to free us all.
Well, it's a jiu-jitsu or kung fu effect where you turn their power back against them. And I saw that most effectively used in the nonviolent road protest movement in this country in the 90s, when whole motorway segments and major roads in London and Birmingham were occupied, you know, through careful planning. And it was the day before the event, four people would know where it was going to be. And the day of the event, there would be 7,000 or 10,000 people at the, you know, Trafalgar Square, or on the motorway link up in Shepherd's Bush. And it was just incredible. I mean, I described this in my book and on my website at gregorysams.com, just how some of these parties were pulled off. And they'd have five sound systems on the premise that with five, one would definitely get through, and it would. But it was,
yeah, that's right. It's all about getting through what you can. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. New Zealand's number one truther talk radio program. It's called A New World Order because there is no longer any border. All right, that's what's going on here. It's taken over the whole freaking world, corrupting every single government, every single private bank in that runs basically every country, is all being brought into the fold of a bunch of psychopathic, filthy, scumbaggery pieces of crap that have no concern for the human condition in any way, shape, or form. In fact, they want to make sure that the human condition no longer applies. That's why, when you have a look at obesity rates all over the world, skyrocketing. When you have a look at the amount of sexual content that's getting all over the televisions to children at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon when they come home to watch Dragon Ball Z. There's titties in their face. You know, what the hell's going on here, man? They're destroying everything it means to be human, everything it means to be good, everything it means to have a soul. And that's what they want. They want a slave, subservient population who don't care about nothing but themselves to work for them in perpetuity forever. I don't care about their schemes because I won't comply. I have to comply in certain ways. When a cop asks me for my ID and I say no, he's gonna say I'm gonna arrest you, and they go, okay, well then after duress, I'm gonna give you my ID. Because I don't really have much of a effing choice, do I? Because they take those away from you before you get a chance to make your own decision. And it's really sad. And no wonder truthers and patriots get depressed all the time. Because how much power have you got individually? You're up against somebody with pepper spray and a baton and a gun. And what have you got? A DVD that you're trying to hand out? It's not like you can just frisbee throw it at him and carve his head off like on the James Bond films, is it? It's not going to happen. They've got that power over us, a real physical sense of power. What we have is creativity. They don't have none of that. And that is the most powerful weapon of all, because you can't fight an army that you don't understand. People who are creative, that are in the truth movement, are capable of understanding very complex systems, in my experience. And people who wear those uniforms aren't capable of understanding jack. They don't even know what the symbols on their uniforms mean. That's why they can't win. That's why we will be victorious, and there is no possibility that we will lose. We may lose some people along the way. Good people, and every time somebody good dies, I really feel sad. You know, I remember when Aaron Russo died, I found out about it a few weeks later, and I just burst into tears, couldn't contain it, couldn't help myself. Because it's when good people go away that you feel as though the entire human race itself is missing out on something and will miss it forever.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned coercion and creativity as the sort of creativity as the weapon against that might work against coercion. Is so right. And you just many things, but you remind me of one of my favorite heroes from pre-Iron, you know, Soviet, when it was the Soviet Union and Poland was a Soviet satellite, a very heavy-handed one. There was something called the Orange Movement, which was originated by a character, some weird character called the Major. It was the Orange Movement. And one of the things they did that epitomized what they sort of stuff they did, they all dressed up in monkey suits. They went to the monkey enclosure of the zoo, of the Warsaw Zoo, and they had pro-communist banners and sang Stalinist hymns. And it was like, you know, how can you, no way they could be arrested, but it was an inspired protest. And in the UK, it was creativity of the Reclaim the Streets just pulled off incredible parties. And I was at the very first anti-globalization event at a meeting of M8 in Birmingham. And we took over the entire Bullring, which is the traffic center of Birmingham, is the Bullring. All roads go in and out of it. And by occupying that, the delegates couldn't get to the conference. But the protesters, the men, had been told to come dressed in drag. So you get these hairy, crusty protesters in fishnet tights and tutus and makeup, you know, and the police coming in. No policeman wants to grab somebody like that and cart them off. It's like a natural cop repellent. And just, you know, that's the creativity. And they did some amazing things. But there's not, that still happens to a degree. But the coercion, as you say, when you're confronted with pepper sprays and clubs, you do tend to do what they say. That's the dilemma that confronts us. But yeah, getting it into the open, and everybody's got their cameras now. Every time you see a demonstration, there's all these people filming it, you know, and that's got to make a difference when, you know, police brutality cases do get to court and you've got evidence of it. So yeah, technology and ingenuity can perhaps keep ahead of the coercion of the state.
And also, I find an important part is propaganda, okay? Because if you're going to go film a protest and then you're going to upload it all raw and it just kind of drags on and there's nothing really exciting happening except for a few bits, what you do is you cut those few small bits together, okay? Makes it far more entertaining and people want more.
Yeah.
That's what propaganda is about, really. Giving people the stuff that they psychologically want, need, to survive, okay?
Yeah.
If you don't do that, you're basically hamstringing your ability to manipulate people. And I believe that manipulating people can be used for either good or ill. You know, you can manipulate somebody to get off their ass and pick up their pen and write an article. You know, it's just like, dude, what are you sitting there? You talk all the time. You talk some real brilliant stuff, but you're not writing any of it down. Nobody gets to share in your knowledge. You know, you're a powerful, strong, capable individual with incredible insight into the human condition, and it is an absolute spit in the face of the entirety of humanity for you to sit there and not write it down so that other people may share that experience that I do when I talk to you. Okay? That's me manipulating somebody to do something good.
Mm-hmm. Well, influencing them as well. I mean, you're influencing them because, you know, You're not using underhand methods to get them to do you or what you want, you know.
No, but I could be, and this is the thing. Yeah. That's why I call it manipulation, and I don't call it influencing, because I want to make myself out to be as bad a guy as I can. Okay, so that way, if I do anything that actually is bad, people will be wise to it instantly, okay? I am setting out a group of parameters here and giving other people the tools to destroy me if I become the enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the poison pills the Nazis all carry, just in case.
No, but the thing is, I'm putting a poison pill in my mouth, and I'm giving the other people the ability to pop that pill should I turn into a Nazi.
Absolutely. Same. You know, an enlightened approach to the same concept.
Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, we only get one life, and it's this life right here, right now. You only get one moment to live your life, and it's this moment right here, right now. That moment has existed all throughout history, and it'll exist all throughout eternity. Okay, so you get to spend a moment with everybody who has ever lived or ever will, and it's very encouraging. So what are you going to do about it? That's what people need to ask themselves. You got one moment right here, right now. What are you going to do about it? You're sitting here listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show? Great. Are you archiving it? Are you sending the links out to your friends and family? Are you trying to wake other people up? Have you got an article that you're thinking of writing, but you don't have a blog? There's a million free blog sites that you can make. The internet is now becoming clogged up with conspiracy theories, all right? And I think conspiracy theories are great, absolutely fantastic. Offhand, I'd probably say 95% of them are true. 5% are possibly disinfo, and it doesn't matter, because that means that you're still getting the truth out, aren't you? It means that you're clogging up the entire internet system with something that the people who are basically the biggest hitters and heavy players on the internet don't want you to be talking about. Google doesn't want you to be talking about this, but you use Google so that you can. Use the weapons of the enemy against them, ladies and gentlemen. They have provided you the tools to cut their throat, and it is folly to not take that opportunity. Right, and I want to thank you very much, Gregory Sams, for coming on the show with me today. Quickly fire out your website, and that's one show done.
Okay, www.gregorysams.com. And the other website, name of my book, is Son of God, that's sunofgod.net. And that'll get you information on that radical new book.
All right, thank you very much.
Being here, Vinny.
You're welcome. All right, and we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, bye for now.